A South Dakota lawmaker is proposing to do away with a centuries-old tax commonly known as the death tax. The estate tax, its technical name, is levied on family farms, ranches, and businesses upon the death of an owner. Needless to say, it's a very unpopular tax among farmers. Last month, U.S. Senator John Thune, a Republican from South Dakota, reintroduced a bill to eliminate the tax, along with Texas Republican Representative Kevin Brady. Here's Thune at a press conference on June 19th.
We don't believe death ought to be a taxable event. If you look at what families go through when they're in a grieving process, it's really ironic that we penalize and punish them through the tax code after they've worked really hard over a lifetime to build up some equity, some assets that they hope to be able to pass on to the next generation. Imposing a tax rate as high as 40% is just not bad for our economy. It's unfair to those families who have saved and built literally for generations and are creating jobs out there at the same time they're doing that.
Other lawmakers agree. Here's bill co-sponsor Kevin Brady.
This tax barely pays for 2 to 3 days of federal spending over the year. The damage that it creates far exceeds any benefit it has for revenue, so it is time to end this very unfair tax. We're going to continue as we go about tax reform, making this a high priority.
The bill is nearly identical to legislation introduced in the last session that got bipartisan support of 223 representatives and 38 senators, including Utah's Senator Orrin Hatch, who's also backing this latest effort.
I just believe this is one of the worst taxes that we can possibly have. And I hope that in a bipartisan way that our friends on the other side and our fellow Republicans and fellow Democrats will do everything they can this year to get rid of this dog.
A 2009 study by the Congressional Budget Office indicated that one-third of family businesses that were required to pay the estate tax actually owed more in taxes than they had in liquid assets.
Fact of the matter is that if we don't do something about it, 2,400 farms are going to be hit this year and about 2,700 small businesses. Now, in the case of the family farm, they work all their lives. Their equity is completely in the family farm, and then we go and take almost half of it away. Unless they are wealthy enough to hire really, really good lawyers who can help them to avoid these kind of things. But the average family farmer just can't do that. Neither can the average family business.
Utah agriculture experts are weighing in as well. Randy Parker is the CEO of the Utah Farm Bureau, the state's largest voluntary organization of farmers and ranchers. He says individuals and families own 98% of the more than 16,000 farms in Utah. Parker even wrote his master's thesis on the impact of inheritance tax on intergenerational family farms.
One of the problems that family farms and ranches have is most of their financial assets are tied up in land, buildings, equipment, those types of things. They don't have a lot of liquid instruments like stocks and bonds and cash in the bank and that kind of thing. So when one of the owners of the farm passes and it's time to look at how to move the farm to the next generation with 80 to 90% of the assets tied up in land, buildings, and equipment, they have to make a tough decision. And generally, that means they have to sell off part or all of it to satisfy the tax implications.
According to Parker, the estate tax was created more than 100 years ago to help pay down the massive debt from the Civil War. Proponents for keeping the tax say the big-name food companies associated with American agriculture can afford to pay the high taxes. But Parker says corporate tax structure helps those large companies avoid the estate tax, which is levied more on individuals and families than on corporations. He says one of the major flaws of the estate tax is that it's easy for farming operations to reach the taxable threshold. A typical alfalfa farmer in Utah, for example, can own acreage, facilities, and equipment that exceed millions of dollars in value. But Parker says the commodity prices of their goods barely cover the cost of production.
Utah Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau both for a number of years, for many years, have supported repeal of the death tax because of the illiquidity within the structure of agriculture and family farming and ranching. It puts a tremendous burden on. So we applaud Congress for taking a look at this, and we're hopeful that this time it will pass.
The death tax repeal legislation is currently before committees in both the House and the Senate. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Matt Jensen.